Big box chain Walmart is beginning to think small. The world's largest retailer plans to build express markets across the country. The reduced retail design allows the company access to small town streets, but it also poses a new threat to local merchants. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, has more.
Possibly the world's tiniest Walmart is here on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. The garage-sized prototype carries many of the things college kids crave: frozen pizza, soda, and candy. Today, Ian Plummer's buying mac and cheese.
It's definitely cheaper than a lot of the other places on campus, so it's nice to save a little bit as well.
Arkansas-based Walmart is building smaller supermarkets and express markets in order to better fit on Main Street and to compete with burgeoning dollar store chains. Some of these new, smaller Walmarts will even have pharmacies, including this one in Prairie Grove. Mirelle Nelson operates the Antique Emporium, just a few doors down from her town pharmacist.
And so if the new pharmacy comes in, well, people will tend to go there because they're going to get their eggs and their bacon and their lettuce and their drugs.
And that's exactly what Walmart is hoping shoppers will do. Reading from a prepared statement, Walmart spokesman David Tovar describes likely inventory.
Specifically, the new format will feature an assortment of fresh food, dry grocery, consumables, health and beauty aids, over-the-counter medicines, and limited general merchandise.
Mel Collier owns a small pharmacy in Prairie Grove. He says their Walmart survival plan is to do more for their customers.
We offer the personal service. We have free delivery. We do the things that they're not going to do. We're going to have the personal patient interaction. And it's just not something Walmart's known for.
But independent store owners have reason to worry. Nelson Lichtenstein is author of The Retail Revolution, How Walmart Created a Brave New World of Business.
If the Walmart initiative is successful, of course, it will have a competitive effect on small urban retailers of, you know, less than 20,000 square feet, which there are lots and lots of stores.
And of course, Lichtenstein says, the dollar store chains.
Those are the ones that are really cheap. They're dirty, they're understaffed, they're in strip malls, but they're now expanding. This is a function of the terrible economic conditions for many American consumers, and Walmart wants to meet that challenge.
That's because research shows nearly half of Walmart's customers now browse dollar stores. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
This is NPR News.